You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
Show, everyone. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so excited about today. I'm Marilee Tolan, your host. I am so honored to have on the show today a living legend in healthcare, a physician who has had a most profound impact on turning the tides of medicine toward humanizing healthcare. In many ways, Dr. Siegel, who likes to be called Bernie, needs no introduction, for I'm certain everyone listening today has already been touched in some way by his work in patient empowerment and the knowing that there is a choice in living fully and dying in peace. So then I'll just remind you that 30 years ago, Bernie's book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, was published, which redirected the course of his life and many of ours. And many other books followed, and his work with the exceptional cancer patients gave permission to people living with disease to tap into some of their own natural resources for healing, like humor and anger, for example. Today, Bernie is going to discuss the topic, the psychology of illness and the art of healing. And I'd also like to mention that today is going to be a taste of what those of us in the Philadelphia area and on the East Coast will have of Bernie, who is going to be here in person with us live. We will talk about this at the Mind, Body, Spirit Expo in Philadelphia. We'll talk about this later in the program. But I want to hurry up and say hi to Bernie, because I don't want to talk. We want to hear him.
Thank you, Marilee.
Welcome.
I know I picked the title in a sense, but what is interesting when you say the psychology of illness, I was just thinking back about how I was on all the famous talk shows for criticism. And I mean that, Oprah would invite me and then not tell me there'd be other doctors there who would tell me that I'm doing terrible things because I'm asking patients what happened in your life, and that means I'm blaming them. Mm. But as a matter of fact, I was rereading something I had written, and because I tend to look at what artists, meaning poets, songwriters, others have to say about life, because they're coming from a place within them and experience. And in one poem by W.H. Auden, the doctor comes home after examining a woman who has cancer, and he says to his wife, "Cancer's a funny thing. Childless women get it, men when they retire. It's as if there had to be an outlet for their foiled creative fire." And this oncologist said to me, "Well, because it rhymes, it doesn't make it true." And, a few months ago, a study came out showing that loneliness affects the genes which control your immune system. So when someone is feeling lonely, again, you retire, your child dies, or you're divorced or whatever, you can have a spectrum from an autoimmune disease like lupus or scleroderma to cancer at the other end. And it's true, in the middle, you may be more likely to get the flu, but you're going to are more likely, if you're lonely, manifest the disease than someone who isn't. Mm-hmm. And another study of Harvard students showed that if while you were attending Harvard, you said your parents loved you, 35 years later, you had approximately a 25% chance of having had a serious illness in the interval. And if you said your parents didn't love you, it was basically about 98% had suffered a major illness. Mm. And I always say, this is why I try to reparent and inspire people rather than just give them information. We could spend an hour now saying, this is what you people should eat and this is what you should do all day. That doesn't mean everybody's going to do it.
Right.
But if I said to everybody, I want to know I love you. If you need a new father, I'm your dad because I love you.
Mm.
Then more people go home and say, "Do you hear what he said? You hear that?" And they start to treat themselves differently. And I saw that with my patients. So I'm always saying that parents, teachers, doctors, clergy,